tons of big storylines going on with the Cleveland Browns. Have you heard about this? Have you seen about this? Have you heard about this? Deshaun Watson, not very good right now. Yeah. And the Browns in general, not very good right now at 1-4. And so we've got sound from Berea. We'll play within the next couple hours here. But we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and welcome on former NFL head coach Ron Rivera. He's going to be on the call of 49er Seahawks on Westwood One alongside Kevin Kugler tomorrow. You can hear that game right here on 92.3 The Fan. Coach, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing all right. Long time. It's good to hear your voice here. And one, how's the media venture going here? Because I know you're not just with Westwood One. You're also on NFL Network. You're like Seacrest. You've got like six media jobs now.
Well, it's been interesting, I tell you right now. And the best thing is it keeps me involved in the league.
Yeah, that, hey, it's great to hear. It's great to see your success. So we're talking a lot right now with the Browns, not just about Deshaun's performance, but we're talking about some things that people consider more elementary, like communication, calling out blitzes, missed tackles on defense, penalties out the wazoo. How much of this is on the coaches and how much of this is on the players for a team like the Browns that's a veteran team?
You know, based on what you just said, them being a veteran team, you would not expect that to happen. But sometimes, and be honest, when things go bad, they go bad across the board for everybody, not just the players and the team itself, but also for the coaches. I mean, it's rough. It's tough right now. Expectations were very high. I know Kevin Stefanski's a heck of a football coach, and he's shown it, but sometimes things just don't work out. Things get tough. They get hard, and everybody's searching for an answer. And one thing that we've always tried to do, and I try to do, especially in Carolina when we had success with it, was go back to the basic fundamentals of what you do, the X's and O's of football. That's what I think, these guys, really need to do, in my opinion, is just get comfortable again. Get back and do what they've done best in the past.
At what point, though, if you're Kevin Stefanski, do you look around and say, our offensive line is one of the worst in the NFL right now, we don't have the weapons, Deshaun isn't going the way that we thought it would go, are they at the point where they say, enough with Deshaun, we make a move, or do you stay with Deshaun and try to really navigate through what could be a higher ceiling than maybe what Jameis Winston would be?
I think what you have to do is navigate what could potentially be a higher ceiling. Now, a couple things playing to this right now. Do you really truly believe you can win? If you do, as Kevin Stefanski believes he can, then he's got to go with who he believes can get him there the most. Because right now, the players are looking for the coach to react and do something. If you do something because you're trying to do your best and you want to put the best players out there on the field, the players buy into that stuff. And again, this is about now them as a football team thinking they can
win. Rivera, Westwood One, NFL Network, former NFL head coach in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. One of your former guys, John Allen, who I remember him being Jonathan Allen, but apparently we're now back to John. But that's okay. That's a choice. We're allowed those choices. But he went on the Fan in D.C. and said it looks like to him that Deshaun is battling things above the shoulder, meaning confidence issues and other things like that. If it is confidence, how, as a coach, teammates, like, how can you help a player when they're struggling this severely with confidence issues amongst other issues?
What Jonathan said, or John said, really, it's coming from, a player's perspective. And there's some things, some insights that we as coaches don't get to hear or experience, with guys. And if that's really truly the case, then you've got to sit him down. You've got to talk to him and find out what's he struggling with. And then ask him, hey, what do you do best? What do you want to do out on that field? I mean, because, again, if it's confidence he's struggling with, maybe it has something to do with some of the things that they're doing as a team. Or maybe this has got something to do with some of the players on the field. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why things can be not working. And one of the tough things that we had to do as coaches, we have to find out what those problem situations are and then help find the answers.
When you watch Deshaun, do you think there's something salvageable there, or do you feel like it's just a lost cause?
No, I think there's something salvageable there because of his abilities. I mean, he's shown he's got a very good arm. He really does. He's got tremendous athletic ability and the ability to extend plays. For the most part, he keeps his eyes downfield and tries to make things happen. Sometimes it is a matter of also the health of your football team. I know they're beat up on the offensive line. That's a big part of it, too, because there's two things that you have to be able to do and be able to have, and be successful on offense. And that is, you got to be able to protect your quarterback, and you got to be able to have playmakers around that are making plays. If you can protect them, they get a chance to make plays. If you can't protect them, now a lot of crazy things happen in trying to make plays. So that's a big thing, too. So if there are some things that are going on with injuries, guys that aren't playing as well, you know, some things have to change.
Coach, we've talked a lot about fit, right? Deshaun's fit within the offense. The first 2 years, this was very much what it was the two previous years. This was the Kubiak West Coast offense. Mm-hmm. This year, the idea was we're going to move to more of a spread, or we're going to have some of those New England concepts that maybe Deshaun saw in Houston with Bill O'Brien, and it just hasn't worked. And even Kevin as a play caller just doesn't look like the same guy. So when it comes to calling a new offense, how big of a change, like what goes into kind of switching up your offense and like how do you get it right if it's not working?
Well, I mean, again, I don't want to second guess what Kevin is doing. But the hardest thing more than anything else is, again, if you have the players in place, you can do those things. And again, I know, you know, Kevin, in my opinion, is a really bright offensive mind. He really is. And again, it's about, you know, like you said, the fit, the comfort level for the guys. You know, do they have the guys that are capable of it? And again, even after the injuries that they've had, there's, you know, and I know, you know, I'm saying injuries a lot, but that's the truth of the matter, is because it changes things that you can and can't do. And, you know, you'd like to hope and think that your next guy up has that ability.
At 1-4, what would your message be to the Browns if you were the head coach?
One at a time. You got to stay in front of them, take them one at a time. You can't worry about what's already happened. You can only impact them and affect what's going to happen now. Go out and play each game that way. Focus in on what's important, not what's interesting. There's a lot of interesting things going on, like you know, everybody around them telling everybody what they should be doing. You know, and unless you've been in that fire, unless you've had to deal with that, you know, the truth of the matter is, don't draw a map because you've never been there. So, you know, those are the things that you try to get the guys to understand. And then you got to galvanize them. They've got to kind of circle the wagons. I'm using an old Mike Ditka term back in the day, but circle the wagons and make sure everybody's facing out to see who's coming.
Ron Rivera on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So, I mean, I gave you a lot of love on the new media roles here, but will you coach again?
I don't know. A lot of it depends on opportunity. Obviously, if there is opportunity, something I got to take a look at. I love the game. The game has been great for me. It really has. You know, this is the first time I've had a break in 27 straight years as a coach. And it's been different. It really has. But, you know, truthfully, I get fired up for every Thursday, every Sunday, and every Monday of football. And it's been really cool to look at it from a different perspective. You know, I see things happening from a different perspective. And, you know, I've taken a lot of notes and looked at a lot of things and just thought, you know, how would I do this? How would I approach that? What would I do? You know, if I was in that situation these guys were in. I mean, you know, it's kind of like you look at what happened yesterday to Robert Saleh at the Jets, and you sit there and go, wow, that's crazy, because they're 2-3, and if they win, if they beat Buffalo, they're tied for first in their division. So, you know, you'll sit there and go, gosh, I wonder what would happen if Saleh had another chance, you know. So there's a lot to think about as far as that's concerned, and you can read into it a lot just because of the fact that being that close to winning, being first in the division, you know, now you wonder what everybody around the Jets has been thinking.
Coach, your friend James Borrego used to tell me all the time about self-scouting. He used to yep. say stuff like that. He said that you yep. and him would talk about that. And I'm just curious, like, knowing that, you know, you're 62 here, you've had two runs as a head coach, do you ever look back on things and say, if I had done this decision differently in either Carolina or Washington, maybe I would have had a different outcome? Or are you content with where things have fallen in both situations?
Well, I know this. In Carolina, the one thing that really true. Well, first, I'm going to say this, just so everybody understands. In this league, this is a quarterback-driven league. If you have a quarterback, all right, that is a big-time playmaker, okay, your success is going to be it's going to be up there. If you have a good quarterback that is a good game manager that has the ability to take over a game, you're going to have success. If you just have guys, it's going to be very, very hard. So when I was in Carolina, in 2016, unfortunately, Cam Newton hurts his shoulders. And from that point on, he was never really the same guy. I mean, he was still competitive, everything like that, but he didn't have what he had had those first 7 years. I mean, those first 7 years, he was phenomenal. He was as good as anybody in the league. And because of those first 7 years, I really do think this guy should be in every conversation. When you look at what happened there, you know, that was a tough one. So I always wonder what would have happened if he doesn't get hurt. If he stays healthy and is the player that he was those first seven, I mean, he might still be there. I mean, that's how good he was as a player. When you look at, when I reflect on my time back in Washington, that was about as tough a situation I'd ever been in. And you know, are there things I could have done different? Yeah, a lot of things that we could have done differently as I look back. But with all the stuff off the field, yeah, I always wonder just how much more success we could have had. I mean, that was a very difficult set of circumstances.
The way you boil it down, I think, is interesting, though. It's like you basically said, if you have a good quarterback, you'll be fine. If you don't have a good quarterback, life's going to be a little tough for you as a head coach. And I think we'd all agree with that sentiment. But then what separates the good head coaches from the great head coaches in your mind?
I think the great head coaches, when they have a good quarterback, very good quarterback, they develop that relationship. But what they also do is they handle and manage the players around the good quarterbacks. You can have a good quarterback, but if you can't handle the players around them, you'll struggle. You'll have some tough times. You know, guys like Bill Belichick did it for so long because, yeah, he had a great quarterback, but he also managed and handled the rest of the team. The other 52 guys he had to deal with, he had to handle. You know, you look at what Andy Reid has. He's got a really good quarterback. And look at how he's handling the players around him now. You know, they're down, what, seven starters or something like that, but they've been able to bring guys in, plug guys in. They brought back some guys that were with them before and plugged them back in there as well. I mean, that's what you look for as far as the great ones. They can sustain that for a long time. John Harbaugh comes to mind as one of the really great coaches in this league. Why? Because he's done it for so long. He's done it with two different quarterbacks as well. So that's what you're looking for. Guys that have that kind of success is because, you know, again, they have the quarterback, but they manage everything else so doggone well. That's what's so important, is to be able to manage that situation in circumstances as well as they can.
Coach, great stuff as always. So excited to see you in your media career. You're always so kind to me when I was in Carolina. So best to you, best to the family, best to the pups, and we can't wait to hear you tomorrow night on the call right here on our station.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much, and hey, good luck to your Browns.
Thank you so much. We'll take all the luck we can get. Coach Ron Rivera there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Again, he'll be on the call for 49er Seahawks Westwood One alongside Kevin Kugler tomorrow right here on 92.3 The Fan. We'll react to what he had to say about the Browns situation next on 92.3 The Fan.